Welcome to the special Friday edition of the ADHD. Yeah, you know, this is all where we come up, we bring up the drama. This is a special little place that we call it the ADHD group chat, and it gets real weird up in there, and everyone's insecurities and stresses comes out, and putting their negativities on one another. And so today we have a dramatic reading coming from the ADHD group chat. Check it out. This is a drama. Drama keeps building. Katie and Cody fighting, got that feeling. Why they gone through this to each other? Why can't we love like brothers and mothers? Love like brothers and mothers. Yo, there's so much negativity. Katie and Cody, what's wrong with these two? They read the news, yeah, now giving us all the blues. They don't get along. It prompted me to rap this song. Maybe we can get them to come to common ground. Who knew? It is the ADHD group chat. It's fucking back. Yeah. Shit's back, dog. Friday edition.
What up, everyone? Whoa, we're in the well.
Hey, please don't say that because the people at home can't.
No, they could hear it at the time.
Yeah,
no, that time.
If I can hear it, then
they can hear it.
No, yeah. We can hear it too.
Yeah. Open your ears.
What up? Fucking happy
we're
Friday.
We're here. It's Friday night.
It's feeling good.
Or whenever you're listening to this.
Like on Monday.
Alone
night.
In your bed.
They're probably listening to it on like an early August morning.
August.
They're going to wait that long?
I feel like people are going to listen to archives.
That's a good
you know
baby
what I mean?
Name. August morning.
Oh, August morning. That's a great baby name.
I don't think that's a good baby name.
August morning.
Actually,
August
yeah.
Morning
Maria actually suggested the name August. And I thought she meant
for I mean, I thought maybe she meant came as a up
name.
With it,
I thought she meant as a name for a girl, but she said she's only met boys named August. Either way,
August Rush.
Bad.
The guitar player from that movie.
No.
August Ames.
Said no.
August I was about to say August Ames, too.
Vetoed that.
Well, I'm warning
that's
August.
Why Vito
you should
that.
Name your kid Vito.
Vito Maybe. Is a good one.
About
nice
hanging,
Italian baby.
Hanging Chad?
No.
Whoa.
No. That's a good baby
Seems
name.
Vaguely threatening.
Hanging
Well, welcome back, guys. We definitely had a fucking awesome lit Wednesday show.
Yeah, we
so
did.
So fucking and crazy.
It was fucking yeah, dope.
Cody's back, which is we're pretty
but
excited about.
As per usual.
I'm back.
Hell yeah.
As per usual, we had drama in the group chat.
What?
I mean, one of us had drama.
Is that group what you chat, call it? Is that what you call it?
Group chat drama.
Whoa.
I love how you act like you didn't have an attitude the whole time.
I didn't.
You
I was just pushing your buttons.
God. Yeah, right.
I was at lunch.
You
I was
were
laughing.
So mad.
I wasn't.
You're so
Not
salty.
Even a little bit.
Your lunch
you
must have been hella
salty. I wasn't even bothered.
So wait, you weren't mad at all?
Not even
all
right, for
well,
a second.
Well, I'm going to argue... Because the intensity of like.
So
what
this
you
is what's
said.
Interesting. So that's what I'm saying. The so we intensity have a, is perceived, but I don't care. But, like,
well, let me just
care.
Let me just say the, in the words you put out, you have perceived intensity.
So we got.
You were like, "Fuck y'all."
No, it's more like, "Fuck y'all."
Everybody See, on the like, show, we got swear. A.
From now on, we only group FaceTime.
We have a group
Maybe we
chat between all everyone
FaceTime.
Who's on the show, and we were discussing today. We're in a weight loss challenge. And today was
sort
agreed
of.
For those new listeners.
Yes, this is agreed upon for the past month that we were going to get together on the first Monday of February and weigh in, and everyone had to have their money
yes.
in for the weight loss bet.
Correct.
All cool. right.
Yeah. And Prime's like acting like he didn't know.
Prime's yeah. We all established this. We talked about it many times in the group chat, out the group chat, in person.
We also mentioned it last week when Puga was like, should I come this week?
Yes.
Or we're like, let's do the weigh-in next week. I feel like that scale is going to break. That looks so delicate.
What's the max weight on that scale, Puga?
150.
More than Ernie? less than
85
Ernie.
Pounds.
400.
Damn!
Okay. We can all weigh in as a family. Oh, wait.
As a familia. And speaking of which, if you go to our
Buenos
Patreon.
Buenos dias.
And you don't need $3. You can be a part of our family too.
You can weigh in with
nice.
Us. Yeah. So that's where we start off here. And Ernie was just simply reminding us that
yeah,
our money's got to be in today.
And basically.
So we're going to do this thing. So this is going to be a dramatic reading.
Dramatic reading of the group chat and who is going to play who.
That's what I was going to ask because I forgot
the
already.
Cast list for sure.
I will play Chota La Mode.
All right.
All right.
Says who?
Part of Cody will be played by
casting.
Katie Cerniglia.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the part of Katie Cerniglia will be played by Cody.
Cody?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I will, play, I will play this.
Ernie, you're going to be playing Prime, I believe.
No, Kenton.
And Prime. You're going to play both.
Yeah, I play, you play them both.
How about you?
He's going to be you.
You're playing me.
Joe's going to be Ernie.
Okay, fair enough.
Wait, who are you, Cheech?
I'm just the narrator. I'm gonna make everyone.
Because I don't think he talked the whole time.
Yeah, I didn't talk till the end, but I'm going to cue everyone when a new person comes
and
in.
And I didn't talk either because I have an Android.
Yes. Joe's got an Android because he would have been hella mad too if he was in.
Yeah, totally. He would have been mad.
He would have been the maddest of all.
I wouldn't have been. I would have handled
it. But, you know, I want to talk to Puga because he's in the house.
I already did it, Jody.
Mine was better.
No, but what's going through your mind when you see a group chat like blowing up like this? Because like we had about like what 100?
I think it was 70. I checked my phone. And I was like, fuck, 70 missed texts.
As soon as I see it go past 20, I know something's going on.
And you're like, yes,
I'm so excited.
Katie's mad at somebody.
I'm excited. I literally have to I can't stop looking at it.
It's so
I have
good,
work
right?
to do, but I just keep looking to see what the next one
so
is.
So good.
Like, Pugo, focus.
But you knew the way in was today. You knew the payment was due today.
Well, yeah, because I asked last week.
Yes, and we told you, and it was in the group chat. Yeah. So Prime should have saw that, right?
Nobody's. Yeah. Oh, Prime is confused about when it was. Okay,
Prime because he's a fat.
I thought nobody was confused about when it was due.
And he's not great with English.
And he's eating tacos right now instead of weighing in.
He sent us a picture. He has a plate of like 8 tacos
next to his brand new computer. I just
dang, he's gonna get that fucking flossing, bro.
Has a Snapple Genius. That's hard for you. I know.
No, I'm just saying. You don't eat next to your computers, people.
Okay.
That PSA was brought to you by Chokes.
On this edition of Dramatic Text Reading, we're going through the weigh-in text message thread on ADHD.
All right. It starts with Ernie.
Who's playing Ernie?
You are.
Joe.
We need Prime, Chodes, Weebs, Frosty, and Cheech's money in by today. PayPal. Beep. Blah, blah, blah.
I won't have it Cody in tonight. Oh, God. I won't have it in tonight. We'll have it in by end of the week. Sorry, but we lost a paycheck in our house, so I'm supporting everyone right now.
Miguel says, Prime says.
LOL. Disqualified if not turned in today.
Cody replies.
Cool. I'm out then. With that little shrugging emoji, which is blonde. It's not even accurate.
Ernie says.
Uh-uh. Have fun.
Ernie.
Still gotta pay, though.
Cody.
Absolutely not paying if I'm disqualified.
Katie.
When do you think you could have it in?
Cody.
Please see above.
End of week is vague. Don't be a bitch.
You can't read a calendar? Do you not know what the end of the week is?
Ernie.
All good. Sorry to spring this last minute expense on you. This week is cool.
Katie.
Like Friday or Sunday.
Prime.
Fuck.
Prime. Every time.
Shut up.
Edit this out. No.
What are you telling me?
Prime.
I know myself. Note to self. Pregnancy attitude.
Cody.
Oh, go fuck yourself with the last minute shit. If it makes it easier on you guys, I can just quit the show now. It's a chore anyway.
Whoa. Dude,
I'll pause there. What the fuck was that about?
Yeah, let's pause on that.
Anger.
I wasn't angry.
So you're saying I wasn't angry? What?
It was more like, I was just like, go fuck yourself with that attitude.
No, what like, is this? It's a chore
it's
anyway.
It's a chore anyway. That's
literally
out.
What I told you guys in the meeting. It's getting like, it's hard to drive up here every week. It's kind of.
Well, you hardly come. So
well, I know. It should be pretty easy.
But stay out of my bedroom. Shit.
That's a separate dramatic reading.
Next week.
So when I read this, it's like a lot of animosity towards the show. It sounds like real angry. Yeah.
It sounds like you want us to be
kill
like,
ourselves.
No, please, like try.
No, not at all. It was just like, look, if it's that big a deal, whatever. I don't care.
It sounds like you one know that you're too fat and you're not gonna win.
No. I told you I was gonna pay by the end of the week, so there shouldn't be an issue about it.
but is Friday the end of the week? Is Sunday the end?
I'm sorry you can't read a calendar. That's not my problem.
And I want to say I was going to be on your side and be like, come on, guys. Just let him.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. And then you got an attitude.
You don't have a choice because I'm not giving you the money until I give you the money anyways. I don't have to have it approved.
I just thought there's a lot of anger in the chore.
And let me just point something out. The anger isn't towards Katie. The anger is towards the show. Yeah.
No.
And mostly Joe.
Really, I was just clapping back at Ernie.
Ooh, clapping back.
Because you know Ernie likes to slide in with his little attitude sometimes.
Yeah. It's really sexual. Clapping.
He was trying to poke. Like, so I poked back.
Because Ernie had a good point. Like,
nobody ever said it was last minute.
Yeah, I know, but you made it sound like, oh.
No, I just don't have money. I'm supporting a lot of shit right now.
That's
all.
You had a month to save up.
Bills come first. Do they not?
It's at this point in the group text that I start to smile.
Randy knows it's on.
Randy knows it's on. Yeah,
let's continue.
All right, let's continue. We're going to pick up with Miss Katie Cerniglia.
It's a chore anyway.
No.
What the fuck?
Sorry.
You're not playing that character. Okay. Oh, yeah, you are.
No, he isn't.
It's a chore anyway.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. And Katie says,
you're the one being a cunt. No one is going to beg you to stay if it's such an inconvenience.
Cool. Cody. Have a good one, then. Wave emoji.
Ernie.
End of the week is cool, but bro. No need to go to that extreme.
Prime.
Now I have to return the breast for my body. Mean face. We love you, Cody.
Cody.
I'm still going to invite you to the baby shower, Prime. No worries. You're still cool.
Ernie.
I know you have bigger shit to handle, man. Just pay at the end of the week. Leave the show proper. Not like this.
Ooh.
Super gay drama emoji. Or gif, I guess.
Cody.
Bitch, you're the only one here being drama. Do you need some cheese to calm your tits?
Wait, what?
Randy, played by Randy.
I know cheese calms her down.
So is 7 p.m. cool?
Cody.
I'll defer to Ernie. You let me know if I should show up. ...
Katie.
LOL, you're the only one with a bitchy attitude, acting like you're the only person there's shit to deal with. I don't even have a job and my money's in. And yes, I'll take some cheese.
Good for you.
Wait, since when don't you have a job?
Well, if you fucking came to the show,
I haven't even listened.
If you cared about us,
I listened to the game show, but that was it.
You would know that my boss defrauded the company and it went bankrupt, and we all lost our jobs
because he was doing too much coke. Huh?
It's probably some of it.
Okay, go ahead,
Cody.
Good for you. I hope you are proud of yourself,
Ernie.
Yeah, 7 p.m. works. So we can get out at a decent time. I'm at the office all day. If anyone wants to roll through early and want to kick it.
Cody.
Sorry that my life is different than yours and that I have other responsibilities, but really, you're the only one being a dramatic-ass bitch right now, so ooh, kindly dial it back some.
Katie.
Kindly fuck off!
Wow. Kenton.
We get a message saying, you sent Ernie Hurtado $50.
Ernie immediately calls his coke guy.
Kenton says,
Cody has been paid for. Calm your tits.
Calm all your tits.
Calm all your tits.
Cody.
I'll get you back Friday, dog. You the real MVP. Katie clearly needs some Midol this week.
I can't
do it. Not what you wrote.
Don't worry about it. I don't have a baby to pay for.
Katie.
Ha ha ha, Chody, you're such a faggot.
That's how she spelled it.
Cody.
Caught that interpretation. Not yet, Kenton. Not yet.
He's going to have a baby soon. I can feel it.
Katie.
I sense another dramatic reading coming from the group.
Cody.
Am I, Katie? Please tell me more. You are so interesting.
Oh my God.
Dot, 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 dot. I roll gif.
Cody.
I was Robert Downey Jr.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
So
as class.
At least I show up.
I'm not sure if showing up just to yawn on Mike is really contributing.
Oh, they're out.
Kenton.
Kenton sends.
Oh, yeah. What is it? Oh, snap.
Katie.
You're right. All I do is yawn. I don't contribute or book guests or anything.
Ooh,
sensitive. Cody.
Snoop Dogg agreed. GIF with a top hat on. I don't know.
That's a weird one.
Yep.
That's a weird one.
Katie.
Says the only guy who bails an hour before the show every other time.
And then some Larry David GIF.
He's saying okay, but for some reason it's really fast motion.
Yeah.
There's a lot of emojis, gifts. And then
what did the gifts say?
What is this from Archer?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God! Why are you still here?
And then Katie puts a gif of a guy jumping on a window that says, "I'm done."
And then Cody has one of LeBron saying, "It's about damn time."
Then Cheech says, "Cheech says y'all some bitches, money sent."
So let's vote. Wow. Was Cody being dramatic?
Yeah, let's vote on that. I'm going to say
You guys take everything I say dramatic, but I just knew that Katie was getting mad. And for the record, I think you were already in a bad mood because Cheech was giving you attitude and spelled the name wrong and did all that shit.
I gave her attitude?
He wasn't giving me attitude.
No, I was joking around.
You seemed really harsh on him
I just thought he was retarded.
She's always harsh. That's true.
Because he put that our guest name, Zach Harper, from last week.
Yeah, he was great. Frank
was great.
He put it in the Patreon episode as Frank
Harper.
But you were getting like mad attitude. Like, too bad there was no way for you to find out his name before posting.
Yeah, that's true. Why are you so shitty?
Oh, so you're double wrong.
Because you don't respect our guests enough to make sure their name is correct.
Me and Frank.
And then he goes, sorry. He goes, sorry, what is it? Frank Smith? I'm like, okay.
He thought he had the last name wrong.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Also, Zach requested that we only call him Frank from now on.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
Is he on Patreon?
No.
No, well then he's fine. You told him about it. Why'd you tell him?
Because I'm a snitch.
Yeah, you are.
Dang, for real.
Snitches get bitches. What?
I have not heard that one.
Start snitching all the time.
I know. About to become a rat.
All right. I'm a yay on Cody was mad.
Yeah.
I wasn't mad, but
Joe, are you yay?
All right,
so I
can see how it came across more intense, definitely, but I felt like everybody else had come across with that too. So
this is my opinion on it. Cody, you definitely were giving some negative energy towards the show as a whole, mm-hmm. not just towards Katie.
But everybody knows Cody is extra as fuck.
Vegas!
Oh, I miss Vegas.
I know.
But I also see
Vegas.
I also think like he said he's gonna get it by the end of the week. What's the problem?
That's what I'm saying.
There's no problem.
There was no problem. The thing is,
Nick's gotta make it a problem.
Prime and Chet were the ones.
Prime
who were
and Chet
them,
came up.
Giving,
all, came on a mile.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The truth is that I saved up fucking $10 a week. You know what I mean?
So you only gave us $40?
Yeah.
I had shit set aside, but I mean, shit came up. Like, I had some extra expenses. I'm sorry.
What were they?
Yeah, what were they?
Baby shit. No.
Oh, don't just use that as your blanket excuse.
Honestly, like, some bills were higher than I expected.
Right. Like your grocery bill, you fat fuck.
Your weed bill.
No, I'm out of weed.
Dang.
Menmenmen.com.
No.
Yeah. No, that's under control.
That's
all in the budget.
That was usual.
That's all in the budget.
That was the usual.
It's built in.
No, it's just, you know, it was one of those weeks. And it was rent paycheck. And
no, I feel that.
Well, and, you know, as soon as we found out she was pregnant, she lost her job.
Right.
And so they
denied her unemployment and she's having to appeal it. So it's nothing's come through.
Why'd they deny her unemployment?
They said that last time she applied for unemployment that she didn't provide her identity.
A week ago.
Well, no, it was like last time she was between jobs. That she didn't, like, they said that she was denied because she didn't provide her identity for some form, but they never sent it. So,
damn, dog, you're so poor you get denied for unemployment.
Well, no, but then at that point she had gotten a job, so she was just like, whatever.
Yeah. So you were already stressed out. That's why you were so mad in the group message.
Yeah.
No, I'm not stressed.
Because you're poor, you have a baby coming.
I'm honestly
you're still good. Fat.
You're all still right. Ugly.
Bubba.
You're still fat, too.
You're so hot, Cody.
So, Ernie, are you a yay? Was he mad for real?
I'm going to say nah.
Nah, okay.
Ernie knows me.
All right.
This is why I didn't say anything like take.
Was Ernie mad? I say yay.
No, see, the thing is, like,
Ernie was mad.
Here's the thing is, like, I've learned over the years, Ernie will come into something super harsh.
Yeah.
Expecting you to come harsh back.
Oh,
Prime was mad.
I think he's expecting her to fold.
Yeah, to bow down.
Oh no, but I mean, I don't know. I don't ever take him serious. I don't ever take him serious. I don't think he takes me serious. So.
I got a question.
Why?
Why does Kim sound like a dragon?
Have you met her?
Wait, do the voice.
What voice? Oh, Katie's voice.
The dragon voice. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Katie. I'm from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Wyoming.
Sounds like a lineman.
Give me some cheese.
Thanks for contributing, Frosty.
But, I mean, because Ernie, you were kidding around when you were like, fuck, then you're out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
of course,
you were kidding
course.
Around. And I think that set you off. But he was joking, and then Prime backed it up with, like, you disqualified.
It didn't set me off at all.
I think you got set off, bro. You were triggered.
No. I was just talking shit back.
You were triggered.
I know.
You went to your safe space.
What do you do with your friends?
Do you talk shit to your friends?
Yeah.
How?
But they, you know what they don't do? They're like, I'm quitting the show then.
I would. No. Just.
Yeah,
I'm never talking to you again.
It's such a chore.
I never said any of that.
Oh, yeah. You did say it was such a chore.
I said it's a chore to drive.
And then you said,
here.
Well, then I'm quitting.
Not to drive.
It's still a chore.
You said you're quitting.
I am at some point.
Stop teasing us.
All right.
You heard it here first.
Joe, are you a yay Katie mad?
Oh, Katie was salty too.
Yeah,
like,
she was lit.
Yeah.
I didn't start salty though.
Oh, wait a minute, Randy. What do you think?
Katie, but you decided to get salty in a mode and a moment that needed no extra salt. It was already seasoned enough.
I was going to be on his side. And then he gave me.
But
attitude.
Why even question end of the week? That was. I thought you were throwing attitude right there.
No, just like okay, when's it going to be in then? Fine.
End of the week.
So Friday or Sunday?
No.
What's end of the week to you?
Because Sunday's the beginning of the week. I don't know. See, that's what I was saying. Like
so,
Friday or Saturday?
Yeah.
Well, by the end of the week.
Saturday at 11:59.
He doesn't want to commit to Friday.
Seconds.
He doesn't want to commit. Randy, are you? Yay or nay on
Friday.
Both of them. Was
but
Cody
it might have been
mad?
Earlier, so yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. It might be earlier than
was
Friday.
Was Cody mad?
I don't think either one of them were mad. It was just...
The whole
they
time.
They wanted to just give attitude to each other.
You yeah, think they were being pissy, though?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We're content creators.
Definitely.
This is how she creates content. It's called content when she does it.
Yeah. So they're both pissy.
Yeah.
They're smelling like piss right now.
Jesus. Don't bring your fantasies
Ernie,
into
you
here.
Seen, you Katie mad?
No. I think this is fun for her. She doesn't have a job.
She's like, something to do.
God damn.
Something to
do. Such an employed, apparently.
I was trying to find parking in West Hollywood.
Oh, that'll make anybody mad.
Wow.
So
the truth comes out. You were mad.
Yeah, the parking situation. I parked at a meter, and then I saw it was 20 minutes. I'm like, gotta be fucking kidding me. And
so
then
you're
I
was taking it out on us for, you know, or me, rather.
Well, I was taking it out on you because you were being a bitch.
I think you were being a bitch.
Yeah, I was being a bitch.
You guys fight about
your
it.
Bitch assery.
You know what? You were started the bitch assery.
Let's do this.
Throw the question.
Who is in the right? Who was right about this thing, right?
What do you mean?
Katie or Cody? Who overreacted? Who's at fault here?
Well...
Yeah, go for it.
You got
to. I have an opinion.
Yeah, go ahead,
on that.
Ernie.
All right, pick.
I'm sorry. I didn't
no, go ahead, pick, Joe.
I'd have to say that Katie was in the right, but Katie also overreacted. And Cody overreacted.
Everybody overreacted, bro.
I'll take that.
So
everyone overreacted.
I don't know what she's
Katie's
in the right about.
What do you
there
say?
Wasn't really anything
I mean,
to be right or wrong
ultimately,
about,
today
right?
was the money. The day yeah. the money was supposed
I'm
to
not,
be turned
I'm not saying I'm not late with it. Nobody's refuting that.
I just think okay. I just think saying that you're going to be.
But getting mad about it doesn't yeah. change anything. It doesn't help anybody.
Yeah, getting
mad. I wasn't mad about you not having the money, and I was mad about you being a cunt.
Oh, who is being more?
But you're
cunty?
Always a cunt.
Who's
so,
being more cunty?
I know.
Maybe
don't
that's
get
the mad question. About
so it's my natural way to be.
Oh, who is being more cunty?
Yeah, who is more cunty?
My baseline is cunt.
I'd have to say, Katie's cuntiness was directed at Cody. Cody's cuntiness was directed at all of us.
No.
You heard everybody.
So you're saying Cody?
Yeah, I'm gonna have
right.
to say Cody.
Randy,
more
who's
cunty.
Being more cunty?
You've never been more right.
Randy,
I would say Cody definitely on that.
Yeah,
because it was towards the show.
Shit. Ernie?
You made not us even. Feel, or at least made me feel like we weren't important to you.
Well, you're not.
Katie's like, I thought we were best friends.
We take our Snapchats together.
Ernie, who's,
I'm just trying
who's
to get
more
you followers.
Cunty? Who's more cunty?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Katie on this
one. Oh,
really?
Okay. Oh.
He just likes to be controversial. Put in a different opinion.
He wants to be controversial.
Yeah.
Controversy.
He loves controversy.
Oh, that's what this is called, right?
Yeah, controversy.
Yeah, dramatic reading, the controversy.
Can Can we put cunt in the iTunes?
But controversy. But we can put an asterisk.
Yeah, we can.
But then it's just going to look like controversy without.
Ah, but when you take out the value, they know.
You're so wise, Cody.
Right?
Wisdom beyond your infinite years.
Well, someday you'll be here.
I think Primal reacted, though. Taking back your fucking baby shower again.
I need that breast pump.
Really? I know. Yeah. You definitely sucked
I'm engorged
up to him.
Right now.
So what is a breast pump exactly?
It pumps milk out of a breast.
So can it pump anything?
I probably.
Like
does it pump
of a nipple?
It won't go on your dick.
Okay.
He's asking for money.
Good.
He's like, all right, you got me.
Trying to milk your prostate.
He's asking for a friend.
We know he doesn't have one of those.
So. We're all here.
We're his best friends.
But I'm really stoked, though, that you guys, it was all like, you know, all in fun, dude.
Yeah, I had a blast with it. I was eating lunch. I was laughing.
What
I
were you eating were. For lunch?
Yeah.
How long are you eating for lunch?
What?
Hours?
It's a 4-hour lunch.
Everyone's just salty because of the weigh-in, but it's all good.
I'm not salty at all. My sodium's way down.
What did you have for lunch, though?
A sandwich.
Was it a fat sandwich?
We're going to fat's house.
But yeah, I guess this is basically, are we going to just stop this go into, because the thing is, I'm stopping the show right now. Okay. Hold on. Are we going to go into the weigh-in and do that on Friday and have this as a Friday episode later? Like, what's happening? I'm confused.
No, this has to be now.
Well, the weigh-ins could be a Wednesday episode.
But no, we have a guest for Wednesday.
Oh. Well, this could be the front half of Wednesday, and then the guest comes in the back half.
Oh, okay.
If we have a prime.
Okay, fair enough.
We
can do that.
So have him just on the prime report?
And
who is it?
Sandy Danto.
Oh, nice.
We could do it just for Patreon.
What? This? Oh, you would like that, wouldn't you?
No, I don't know.
You don't want anyone to know.
I feel bad that we haven't given them anything.
Well, yeah,
that's true.
We gave them one last week.
We usually do a week with the guests.
Yeah.
Yeah, we usually do a whole week with them. Yeah. What were we going to do?
Or we could just have him on the full Wednesday episode, and then we do the weigh-in and the dramatic reading together for the Friday.
Yeah, just talk to him for Wednesday.
All right, cool. Mostly. Then we should just end it now then. We're at 27 minutes, 26 minutes.
Let's weigh in.
Well, and then we can...
Should we like talk about how things have been going so far?
We can really get...
Yeah, we can start that on...
Patreon only for the weigh-in.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I think that's good. That's a good idea. I think that's good.
Yeah.
That's smart.
For the halfway.
That gives us a little extra for them too, yeah.
Okay, cool. And is that going to be video then?
Yeah, we need bonus video content.
I got a question.
I got three cameras.
So you always have questions.
Did I give you $3 or $4? Remember?
Yeah. You gave me $2 and a $5. So that's... But you spend it on beer.
Are you talking about for the weigh-in?
Like a mathematician over here.
Oh
shit.
Oh. He's got it all in once.
That's $20, bro.
All right, so let's shoot for the...
Let's set up... Let's.
Back.
What if we just...
Let's talk about like how it's been going so far.
While people go
in addition to the Friday episode, and then we'll put the weigh-in video up on Patreon.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And if you want to know what the weigh-ins right, were, go. You have to all right, Patreon
so
only.
So do the outro music for the fucking weigh-in. For the cereal.
Oh.
Hold on real quick. We have to outro it first.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's it. I guess that wraps it up, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Fucking wrapped up in a little bow, in a box, and shit.
Cody was more cunty and more mad.
No, I think it was a tie.
I think I was a dead tie.
I could have tie-breaked it, but I'm going to say Cody
First of all.
I mean, Cody was
no.
both cunty and salty, but Katie was both cunty and salty as well.
But her natural together fucking attitude super cunty is super bitchy.
Right?
Yeah.
Like cunty.
Right, so I was being normal.
Totally. Yeah, we don't like that.
Yeah, we don't like it. We don't like it.
Still not a big fan.
Please don't be yourself.
Yeah. You guys are like
that is the worst.
You guys are like Statler and Waldorf with STDs.
For real.
What is Statler and Waldorf?
Yeah, get some
Waldorf.
Get some fucking culture, bitch. Get some culture.
I'm sorry I don't watch MASH, you old fucks.
What? So, no, I
you
not even close.
You so this concludes, guys, another episode of Dramatic Text Reads from ADH Dizzle. See you guys next week. Maybe not.
Squeak.
All right. So we're back. Psych, psych, if you're still listening. We're going to do the weigh-ins. And if you want to see the video for the weigh-ins, you got to be a part of our familia, bro.
La familia.
Buenos dias.
So, you know, we're going to have some lit content for you video this time. I swear to Jesus Christ Almighty.
I swear this time.
It's coming out.
Yeah, it's coming out.
We're like an abused girlfriend.
Yeah, I know.
Never
Sorry.
Do it again, babe.
But we're going to talk a little bit about it, and the actual weigh-in will be on video. So if you guys, I would say 90% of the listeners are a part of the familia.
I think
you know.
So. Yeah, because so we only have 10 listeners. Yeah, no, actually, well, I'll talk about that.
Well, if you guys are listening to this right now, and you're like, what is this thing you're talking about? Mm-hmm. Go to patreon.com/ADHDcast and make sure to drop a fucking few bucks in our donation cap.
$3 gets you a Can I Kick It each month. And if you go to last month, you can listen to Frank Harper.
Zach Harper.
Damn.
Jesus. Ben Harper. Show some respect.
So disrespectful.
Sorry, Frank.
He was good, too.
Sorry, Frank.
I thought you didn't listen.
I listened to the game.
Nice.
Okay.
Told you I listened to the game. Oh, you don't listen.
It's the cage match.
Yeah, it was good.
It was really good.
Pulled out some ones that I was like, whoa.
Raised in Arizona?
Dude.
That's we needed yeah. you, Chody. We could have won if
yeah,
we had
yeah,
to.
Actually,
you actually would have, I think.
I was counting was on a, you to come a, through for these idiots.
I know.
You know I don't know anything.
I know.
No, yes, I know.
Ernie was fucking like carrying Weebs and Katie on his back, and that's no small feat.
I was waiting for you to pull out like some Peggy Sue Got Married.
Oh, nice.
Some like random...
Deep cut. Oh, I thought he was going to go away. I thought the weatherman was going to come out. But
I didn't still have enough questions.
I was really,
questions.
Really
There's
hoping
so many
for next.
I don't even know what that's the only movie I've never heard of.
Oh, my God.
It's on Netflix.
I've never heard it, but now I want to watch
it's
it.
It's not good.
It's really upsetting. Netflix.
What's it about?
I'm surprised you guys didn't, I'm surprised you didn't get the Bad Lieutenant 2.
I know. That movie's great, right?
I kept
love
I
that fucking movie.
Fucking terrible.
Shut the fuck up, dude. That movie's
but it's
awesome.
Terribly worth watching.
It's so good.
It's oh, it's
so
one bad of those.
It's good. So
good. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm with that.
But we're talking about how fat we are.
In case you're tired of listening, you can stop listening now.
Yeah, well, that's why we gave you the fucking recap.
We buried
text
the lead.
Recap.
So,
we haven't checked in with Chodes in a while, though.
Yeah, Chodes, we haven't talked to you in so long.
How much weight do you think?
Because you always bail.
How much
yeah, let's
talk
about that,
gonna,
too, though. Why are you bailing last, like, fucking 10 minutes before the show?
Because shit came up.
Would she say that for Wednesday? No.
With Sandy? See what he thinks about it?
What?
Why are you missing? Why are you
shit
mad?
Shit comes up, bro.
It's a chore.
I hate doing chores.
It's been a crazy couple weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's going on, man? How's the
it's
diet
It's crazy
going
how stuff
the...
always comes up right before the show.
No, actually, honestly, it didn't come up right before the show. I just forgot to text you guys because I was in the middle of a bunch of shit.
Was that last
and
week
I was like,
or
oh,
the
fuck,
week before?
Last week.
Okay, what about the week before?
Week before I was here.
Oh, really?
We had a meeting.
Oh, yeah,
we
right.
ate chicken.
Oh, but the week before that.
I forget why.
Mm. The week before you had a migraine, allegedly.
Oh, yeah. No, I couldn't even fucking drive. I couldn't open my eyes. It was awful.
Nice.
That I was nauseated.
Like,
I was
like
trying. I kept trying to get up, and I was like dizzy. It was awful. It was the
all
worst
right.
migraine I've ever had.
So with all that stress, have you been eating bad?
No. No, I've been eating good.
That's
all
you said before the show started.
No,
you said
I
ate
no.
something terrible.
No, I didn't. Bad. I said I stagnated on the weight loss, and it came up a little bit, and then came back down.
How much did you
and
think
And I attributed
lost?
To probably stress. I'm probably still right at about 20 pounds down.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, so I think I'm still where I was at 2 weeks
I
ago,
think that's
but that's
where
fine.
I'm at too.
I feel good. I'm doing killer workouts this week. I'm
you're killing people for
it was
your
great.
Workouts?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been
Chief,
volunteering.
Just going on shooting nice.
Chief, how about you? I saw this video. I don't know if it got posted eventually. Of you and
donuts?
Your girlfriend.
Box of donuts?
Yeah, no.
You mean fiancé?
Fiancé.
My Beyonce is how I like to call him.
My no, I saw you eating some donuts last week.
Oh, yeah.
It was your fucking day of birth.
Thank you for that, because I fucking finished the whole box
Woo-hoo.
The next couple of days.
Mission
accomplished. How was the Thin Mint one?
Wow.
They were all so good. It was hard. It was kind of a blur of fucking sugar and donuts.
Somebody bought me fucking Girl Scout cookies, but I'm not
eating them. Oh, what kind? God. Thin Mints?
No, fuck Thin Mints.
Thin Mints are so good.
Yeah, I have Caramel a box of lights, but
I have a box
thing.
Of Thin Mints. I also have s'mores, and I have the peanut butter ones, too.
You put those.
What are you?
You put those Thin Mints in the freezer.
Yeah,
they're
in the freezer.
That's what's
Dang,
up.
You already know.
I mean, that's the only way to eat a Thin Mint, but still, I'm over Thin Mints. They're just
your fat mint.
He likes fat mints.
Yeah, the fat mints are way better.
Yeah, last week was rough though because of
rocky road, huh?
Yeah, I had the birthdays, kept on going out with different people, different nights, you know, right, and you keep on eating
You're so bad.
And bad. Look, my weight will prove that I'm, I'm so popular that I have not lost.
I just don't think that vegetarian's that good of a strategy because you can still eat complete garbage.
I did this week.
I used to, I used to work with a vegetarian and he would always brag about, like, he's vegetarian, he's so healthy, and he's the fattest guy we fucked. He was so fat.
He's fatter than you?
He's super fat. But he ate shit like nachos. Like drenched in cheese and fucking like.
Oh, I was trying not to do cheese, but not this week. Yo, this week I did it all.
Nacho cheese.
So I've been doing real good on the diet.
I was still talking.
Yeah.
About it. Yeah. How many watermelons have you eaten? How many forks?
I know.
Yeah, go for it.
I was over Chi-Chi already.
Yeah, I'm over it too.
Hey, do you guys remember how much you weighed a month ago?
Yes.
Yes. We got a video.
We know exactly.
Who wants to go first?
First of all, shut up, Frosty. We're recapping our weeks, bro.
Oh, we are. We'll get to you.
This is why you'll never be in the group chat.
It's true. You keep trying to start that fucking group chat on Instagram.
I keep having to leave it.
We all keep leaving it.
I face you guys with the fat boys of Bismarcky.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't even know what that meant. Was that English?
So, Joe.
Yeah.
Buenos dias.
Yes.
It's so weird when people call you Joe. It's not right to me.
Hey, who's Joe?
You can call me Joe. So I've been doing real good on my diet, but there's this new thing. Fucking y'all.
Carbs.
Called cheese.
Kind of.
Lard sandwiches.
Speaking of carbs and cheese, y'all know Taco Bell got french fries now.
Whoa. Oh,
that's on my diet.
You had to try them.
And let me just
Nacho fries,
Nacho
right?
Nacho fries.
Let me just say, when.
Shit. Whose fries are they?
Nachos.
Yeah. I've got some Taco Bell coops.
It was Super Bowl Sunday yesterday.
Nice.
And I was real depressed, you know.
Which
what
is
I mean?
Like the Super Bowl of snacks as well.
Oh, yeah,
real.
Exactly.
For real.
So, like, I went to the supermarket and bought a bunch of healthy shit.
It was not just a regular market because it was Super Bowl Sunday. You went to the supermarket.
It was the supermarket. Yeah.
All right.
What did you buy? What healthy shit did you buy?
I bought some
Doritos.
Dicks.
I bought some couple bags of lettuce. I bought some avocados. I bought some frozen chicken to cut up some frozen chicken. I got some brown rice.
Wow.
Doing all right. On the fucking way home.
You ate it all.
I was gnawing at those frozen chicken breasts.
I was just not feeling great, so I fucking pull in, and I was like, oh, shit, they got some french fries.
They got some fries.
Oh, yeah, if you're not feeling great, Taco Bell will always make you feel
better.
Dude,
by the way, their Fiesta potatoes.
Clean out the colon.
Their Fiesta potatoes are already lit. Their Fiesta potatoes, I think
they are. Have you had the potato soft Taco Bell?
I don't do Taco Bell.
Fiesta potatoes are lit. These are like the Fiesta potatoes, just longer, dog.
Whoa.
Okay, but
really?
We want to know about your overall, though. Have you been on point, though?
No, I actually do want your review on the nacho fries.
Were they good?
For once, I'm interested.
The nacho fries.
Say about food.
Let me just say, fries are good when you dip them in cheese sauce. You ever had like cheese fries?
Look at
who
us.
Who has?
Jesus. We've all had cheese
what
fries.
Is this?
We're 50% cheese fries.
You can put cheese on fries, bro.
What?
This is revolutionary. By cheese fries.
For real.
Oh, they look good. They look
so
seasoned.
Bomb.
Yeah, okay, you know. So cheese fries is bomb for sure.
They actually look good.
I ordered two. I ordered.
All right, but you said you were working out.
I've been working out, and
I've been working out a lot.
But there's been 3 days when I've really fallen off the wagon. You know what I mean?
It's all it takes.
Yeah, and all
dude, 3 days will put you back.
Yeah,
Randy's on the side of the road right now.
Randy knows what's up. I mean,
way off the wagon.
I am not as strong as I was when I was losing all my weight. I'm just not that fucking like my willpower isn't at the fucking same place.
A lot of it's mental.
Oh, it's fucking fully mental.
You're
I'm just not That's at true. The fucking place that I want to be. But okay. I'm doing good. Yeah, I am taking care
overall,
of myself.
It's about the fucking consistency.
So how do you feel about
right
the
now
weigh-in?
The
weigh-in, I think I'm down 15, 20.
That's good.
Nice.
Bold claims. Yeah. Randy, how you been?
Excellent.
Oh,
excellent?
No. What?
No off the wagons?
No.
Really?
I started on the 8th. I didn't even do that.
What have you been eating then?
1,200 calories a day.
Of
wow.
What?
Of salad.
Pure donuts.
Salad and chicken.
Damn.
Wow. Fucking Hugh Jackman diet over
gym
there.
6 days a week.
Whoa.
What are you doing at the gym?
Slacking.
Just watching people from the corner.
Yeah. The first
jerking off
two
in the
weeks,
ladies' room.
The first 2 weeks was just hour of cardio and heavy lifting.
Uh-huh. Nice.
And then the third week I noticed I stagnated.
Yeah.
So I stopped the heavy lifting and just did an hour to hour and a half of cardio.
Yup.
And during, since I went back to work, I wear weigh 10 pound weights, ankle weights all day for 12 hours.
I'm done.
Oh my God.
This motherfucker.
But you don't even need the money.
No, I don't.
He's just going to get it and wipe his ass with it.
It's so annoying. It's a principle.
Yeah, I'm going to buy everybody a scale. You get a scale.
But the problem is that you guys have more weight to lose than I do.
Right. That's true. That's true. We're fatter.
That's true.
So I literally have to lose another 25 to 30 pounds.
How much you lost?
How much you feel? How are you feeling?
I'm probably close to 20 pounds. I'd say I'm about...
Nice.
Yeah, close to, that's great. Close to 20.
Okay.
That's huge on you, too. That's a lot.
If so far, we're going around the room, for the exception of Cheech. It's dead heat.
Yeah. Katie, tell us about your heat.
Well, I'm in heat right now.
You're cheating.
Well, so when are you not?
I was doing really, really well for a solid month.
And then those fries came on.
So just for the last few days of February, been fucked up or what?
Yeah, pretty well. And then last week I started working out too. So I worked out 3 days in a row and then I got sick.
What do you consider working out?
She's ending her squat challenge. She's doing the last 20 days of her squat challenge.
I do like 45 minutes to an hour of cardio when I go to the gym.
Okay.
And so I did that. Then I got sick. So as of last week, I was down like 25 pounds.
Wow.
And then I went off the rails a bit this weekend and had a few.
Cocaine?
Well, actually, in the middle of the week, I had like quite the cocaine bender.
Ooh, look at you. Talk later.
So I didn't eat that day.
Thanks, cocaine.
Thanks, cocaine. But then, yeah, I went off the rails this weekend. And
why? What triggered you?
It had been a month where I was doing really well, and I was like, you know what?
Doing good, right?
I deserve this.
Treat yourself. It's always the rewarding yourself that gets you in trouble.
Yeah. So you know what I like? I like Cheech's overall plan is going...
I'm still going to win, though.
Yeah. No, because he's like, you guys are going to fucking fall off.
I guarantee I failed.
No,
I failed.
He's right. Including himself, he failed.
I failed.
He banked on that so hard that even he failed.
I still have hope, though.
And it was kind of like the thing that Cheech mentioned before when like you go back and you're like, it's not even that great. Like, I'm just...
It's harder when you go back. Like, if you haven't stuck with it and you start... Get off the wagon. Getting back on is always harder. Like,
she's talking about eating the bad food is not as good as it was.
Sometimes.
Most of
the time. What'd you have?
Oh, I went to McDonald's, got some chicken nuggets.
Basic bitch.
I had Diet Coke twice, and I hadn't had any soda in like 3 weeks, so twice I had Diet Coke.
Did you get a high off of it? You were like...
No, I had... So that was Friday, I think. Saturday... Got some Doritos. And Sunday I had a dark chocolate caramel with, you know, sea salt. One of those.
Oh, my God.
I went to a Ross Dress for Less, not to brag. And you know how they have the chocolate at checkout?
Yeah.
Carb up.
Yeah, man. Carbo load.
So now I'm back, and I'll be back in the gym tonight, get my shit together. And I think I'm still down. Actually, I know what I'm down because I went to the doctor today and was weighed. I was down 22 pounds.
Whoa,
that's good.
Okay, that's great. That means Katie's gonna win. If we weighed in tonight, I think she would win.
Right.
If the playoffs, if the season were to end today,
Cody, we talked to you, Ernie. Haven't started.
Let's talk to
Frosty first.
Frosty first.
But you need to think about what you're going to say.
The $5 box diet going.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. Frosty be posting all this fucking fast food and shit all the time.
Also, did you guys see Prime's story for a Super Bowl? First of all, Prime eats all the time.
Prime is not even trying. He's eating
eight tacos right now.
Is his money in? Because his money better be in.
Yeah,
thank
it's
God.
In.
It's
right.
in. He's just giving it up. He doesn't give a fuck.
Let me just say, will Prime adopt me? Because he cooks
He won't adopt me.
We've already asked.
Unless it's to do like a super late term abortion.
He's gonna adopt you so he can abort you.
Jesus. Well, I mean, I'm just trying to live with his family because it looks like they got a lot of spices that I don't really know about. It looks good. It looks delicious. Prime, your Insta story looks delicious. I've been really hungry, guys.
Frosty, what's up? You're not crying though. You're doing great emotionally on the outside.
That's what I weighed a month ago.
Okay.
And what do you weigh now?
285. I think I'm close to 300.
Have you been gaining?
Probably true.
Fuck you all.
Have you been gaining? What have you been eating like? Have you tried anything?
I noticed you're still fucking chewing gum on the mic.
What?
Better than yawning.
Have you eaten any health food?
No, it sucks.
Changed your diet? Did it work?
I tried cabbage soup.
For how long? One day?
One meal.
One week, and then what happened? Fell off?
Yeah, but you're
shit. Yeah, brains out is what happened.
All right, you're done. Get back on Ernie. What you got nothing out of you, man. Tell us what you've been eating.
Okay, I ate I had the $5 Taco Bell box.
Oh, which one?
That's a lot of food.
They got a couple different choices now. Which one you go with, Doc?
What was it?
Was it the $5 deal box, or were you going with like the normal like new item five box? Because there's two different $5 boxes going on.
How do you know?
They had a lot
of
cheese.
He just got nacho fries.
Oh, that's true.
The $5 box is a great deal.
So,
did you get a giant Baja
paid?
Blast?
Cody hasn't paid.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Ken paid for it.
He has a sponsor.
Talked over this.
Old news.
So, all right. Thanks.
Thanks for nothing, dude. Thank
Ernie, what
and
about
that's
you?
That's the Frosty Report.
Tell us.
I'm off the wagon.
Oh, totally off the wagon.
I
huh?
can smell it on you, man. You smell like Coke.
Well, there you go.
Oh.
No, I went ham on the fucking Super Bowl. And but here I did.
Hey, what'd you have?
Well, it was just barbecue meat, no carbs still, but I ate a lot of fucking meat.
But was it barbecue sauce on that meat?
No, it was just okay. It was pretty legit. I made sure of it. Like there was, it's basically like I got like two hamburger patties, but they were like bomb from Whole Foods. So they had like
one
had bacon, bacon and fucking crazy shit in it.
So you're looking about like 300 to 400 calories per each one.
Yeah, hopefully. And then
300 to 400.
No, I had two of those. I had like fucking three hot links.
God,
and I was just like,
your life is so good.
I was just fucking. I was just like, whatever. I'm like, not eating carbs, bro. Not eating carbs.
That's why I like didn't go any Super Bowl parties because I don't have friends, but also because I'm like there's gonna be weed, alcohol, and food, all the shit that I'm off right now, and I'm just
totally. And there was weed there, which I smoked. Which
why are you off weed?
I haven't smoked weed in over a month, and I haven't had a drink in over 3 weeks.
Good for you. I mean, I'm not drinking, and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm just like, I'll just take some water, thank you. Extra ice
and another hot liquor.
No, I'm not. It's not that I'm not afraid to say it, but it's also like. It's annoying to be around super drunk people too.
That's true.
Like yourself, you used to be.
Like I used to be. Like I go to the improv, and I don't even think Eddie would give me alcohol because he wants me to be skinny too because he's tired of looking at my fat ass. But,
we all are.
But man, my tolerance for annoying people is so much lower.
Nice.
When I'm not as one.
If you're not playing one on TV, you're hating on everyone.
And then
else.
I tried. I'm like, well, let me just go to the improv and do mushrooms, and it was not a good idea.
What?
Yeah, I should not have done that. I lasted 30 minutes. I'm like, I have to go home.
But for the most part, I've been doing well.
Yeah?
Like, in
it's
general.
Just that one.
So
instance.
I've basically been doing what Randy's been doing, the cabbage diet. Oh, wait, no.
Counting them calories?
No.
What, the gym 6 days a week?
No, gym either. Actually, I haven't even worked out. I haven't lifted a finger. I haven't. But my fat ass was so fat that I didn't have to do shit, and I lost weight anyway. I lost probably the first go, probably about 20 pounds, and then I lost another 10 to 15 pounds.
Fuck.
After, but the Super Bowl, I'm
fuck
probably
you up.
I haven't taken a fat shit yet, so I'm guessing.
How much did you
I'm
eat?
Guessing that I probably like put down like a solid 4 pounds, maybe
of
5 pounds of food.
Are you serious?
It's cancer.
Wow.
And he got cancer too.
Colon cancer.
That's his end game.
I know. I'm gonna go on chemo, guys, and kill you all.
Well, maybe should we pause, weigh in, and all then right. come back? And
no, I think what's going to happen is if you guys want to see the results, you got to go to our Patreon. Okay.
All right.
Yep. Thank you guys for listening to the Friday episode, and thank you.
But
for
we still have one more month. It's not over yet. This is
not
the
over
halfway
yet.
Point.
So if you guys want to find out the results, go to our Patreon, patreon.com/ADHDcast. Make sure to donate some cash to us because we'll donate some content to y'all. And be sure to rate, review, subscribe, share, all that fucking amazing shit because you love us and you love hearing our fat asses are soon not to be fat asses.
Mm-hmm, you're going to be
hopefully.
So skinny.
We're going to be fucking shredded to summer bod 2020. It's all good, guys. But we appreciate you and go to our Patreon, motherfuckers, because you know you want to know.
Mm-hmm. Later.
The more you know.
Later.
What did I say? You're so fantastic. Don't I matter. You're so fantastic. Don't I matter. You're so